And for by the loss of the ship and her frocht, there is money owe us will tyne our lives.
In addition to the loss of the ship, what other cost of proceeding did Paul warn against?
But the centurion paid mair heed to the skipper and the honour of the ship, nor to Paul's warnishment. And, as Bonny Hinds was a disconvenient harbour to winter in, the maist fate was for sailing awa' and making till Phoenix, a harbour in Crete, looking southwest and northwest. For
what direction did the harbour in Phoenix face?
For to winter there, say beings they could win us for. Say, when a grey wind begood to blow for the south, delusion they had gotten the rattle, they weighed anchor and sailed along the coast.
What did they think when a suitable south wind blew up?
Hodden close into the shore. But, or it was lang, a blusterous wind at the call your aquilo, struck doon on us frae the land and soopit the ship out of her course. And, as there was nae bringing her heed roodin' intill the wind, we would e'en gie the gale its will and let her drive afore it.
Since they couldn't bring the ship's head round, what did they do?
Syne we ran aneath the lee o' an inch cod clouder, whar we manned wi' muckle a day to sicker the ship's boat. When it had been heased aboard, they wappit tows round the ship, the better to hod her thegither.
After securing the ship's boat and hoisting her aboard, what did they do?